Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 12th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced its MacBook Pros with Touch Bar will now come with quieter keyboards, voice activation of Siri, and True Tone displays that adjust color temperature with ambient light. The new 15-inch MacBook Pros now come with Intel's 6-core 8th Gen i7 or i9 processors and Radeon Pro 4GB GPUs with RAM of up to 32GB and storage of up to 4TB. 13-inch MacBook Pros get quad-core i5 or i7 chips with Iris 655 integrated graphics and up to 2TB of storage. Prices stay the same for the base models, but the new maximum price for the 15-inch MacBook Pro is $6,699. Wow. YouTube is releasing a tool for creators that scans videos to see if that content already exists on the platform or is very similar to other videos on the platform. YouTube is calling it the Copyright Match Tool and will roll out to creators with more than 100,000 subscribers starting next week, with wider rollout to creators with smaller audiences over the next few months. If a video is matched with existing content, creators have some choices. They can either do nothing, they can contact the person who made the copy, or ask YouTube to remove it. Google is rolling out Morse code on the Gboard keyboard for iOS and updating its Android version. Morse code for Gboard lets you customize your keyboard and works with Google's standard autocomplete and autocorrect features, as well as Google Assistant. Google also released a game to make learning Morse code easier. Twitter began removing tens of millions of what the company deems suspicious accounts from users' follower counts, explaining it wants to restore trust. Some Twitter users inflate their followers on Twitter with automated or fake accounts to boost their follower numbers. Twitter says the purge will reduce the total combined follower count on Twitter by about 6%. Uber laid off roughly 100 backup drivers from its self-driving unit, the majority in Pittsburgh and some in San Francisco. Uber previously told the California DMV that it would not renew its permit to test robot cars in the state, but wanted to resume testing operations in Pittsburgh this summer. Uber explained the layoffs as needing more trained drivers it calls mission specialists for both on-road and test track operations. The company has 55 new job openings for those mission specialists and said the laid-off backup drivers would have priority in applying for those jobs. A data breach of online customers of Macy's department store have had credit card numbers stolen. The breach happened between April 26th and June 12th when an unauthorized third party collected usernames and passwords and was able to log into both Macy's and Bloomingdale's shoppers' online profiles. Macy's owns Bloomingdale's. The company disclosed the breach in a letter sent July 2nd to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office. The total number of accounts accessed wasn't disclosed, but the letter states 753 New Hampshire residents were affected. Security firm Recorded Future Incorporated's Instinct Group reports that a hacker tried to sell sensitive U.S. military documents on the so-called darknet, including Air Force maintenance training materials for the MQ-9A Reaper drone and names belonging to the drone's maintenance squad, along with an M1 Abrams tank operation manual and that crew list as well. Instinct apparently made contact with the hacker last month, who claimed the data came from exploiting an FTP vulnerability in Netgear routers. NSYNC says it notified affected organizations who then blocked access to the data, but it's not yet clear if any of the data was downloaded, copied, or shared. Blizzard and Disney have agreed to a multi-year deal to show Overwatch League matches on ESPN, ESPN2, Disney XD, and ABC. That includes live airings and full replays on broadcast, as well as highlight packages online. The details don't affect Blizzard's deal with Twitch. Wednesday's quarterfinals air at 8 p.m. Eastern on Disney XD and ESPN3. Finals are set to take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on July 27th and the 28th. Finally, Uber is adding Venmo as a payment option in its main Uber app and the Uber Eats app for U.S. customers. Venmo is PayPal's mobile payments app, which also lets users split and share purchases with friends. According to Uber, more than 6 million Venmo payments last year mentioned the word Uber in the payment description. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for supporting us. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.